Welcome to Shomach Shalom. The Daf Shir sponsored by Nishmas and Rabbi Yaakov Shalom and Labas Yitzchok. We are starting a new Masechta, Maseches Ksuvis, and we're holding in the first Daf Beis. And the first mission of the Masechta starts with the words Besula Nises Liyoyim HaRevi. A Besula gets married on Wednesday. That's the date for the Besula. And in Divrei Rabbeinu, we have a beautiful idea that sheds light on this Mishnah and on the entire Masechta. It gives us an understanding of what Masechta Ksuvos is all about. And we will start with a short Hakdama. We know that Ish V'Isha is not only a man and a woman, a husband and wife, but it's really an example, a dugma, of the concept of Mashpia and Mekabel, of a giver and a receiver. Every time we speak about giver and receiver in the world, is a dugma comes from Ish V'Isha. It could be between a father and son, between a Rebbe and Talmud, and ultimately between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered to be the Ish, the Mashpia, and Am Yisrael, the Isha, HaMekabelis, the one who receives. One of the examples that we have in the world of Mashpia Mekabel, which corresponds to this as well, is the Shemesh VeYareach, the sun and the moon. The sun is the Mashpia, is the one who brings all the light to the world. And the moon receives the light and just reflects it out. That's a dugma of the Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Am Yisrael receive and then reflect it. Am Yisrael is Nimshal Levana. Am Yisrael is equivalent to Levana, and Am Yisrael is equivalent to the Isha, all the receivers of the Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, as we know, when the sun and the moon were created, they were equal in size. But then the moon shrunk to become smaller. As brought down in all Sivri Abriseinu, the idea is that in theory, the receiver and the giver should be equal. Am Yisrael ultimately will get to that place where they will be able to reflect completely the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheds on them. But in this world, the Levana is small. In this world, Am Yisrael are not able to reflect the full light, to receive and reflect on everything that Kishbohu gives them. They're too small. This world in Olam Haz, we don't have that ability. La'asid lavoi, that's when the Levana will go back to be the size of the Chamo. And also Am Yisrael will grow to that place. And that's what we say in Kiddush Levana every month. Shehem asidim lischadesh kemoiso, that Am Yisrael will grow like the Levana will grow. They will become a full receiver. Now, after we have this whole Hakdama, now we can understand what Rabbi Seinu say. In the Sefer Tolas Yaakov, which is the old Sefer Kabbalah, which is quoted in the Shlo, and the Tolas Yaakov asks a question. The day that the Levana became small, the day that Am Yisrael, the receiver, is not in its best, is what day? Is Wednesday, Yom Revi. That's when the Levana was big and became small. So how do we understand the Mishnah by us that says, the Besula Nises Leim Revi? As we mentioned, Besula refers to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael's worst day, so to speak, is Wednesday. So why are we getting married Dafka on Wednesday? Why are we talking about a marriage of Ish V'Isha, which always reminds us of the Chibur, the connection of the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael? We're taking Wednesday, which is the worst day, so to speak, for the Isha, is the day when the Levana became small, is the day when the woman is not as great. So he answers that that's exactly the point. We take that day, Wednesday, which is the day the Levana became small, and we come to emphasize and point out that the Levana will grow back. We want to speak about the great potential that there is. You should know it's a Wednesday. It's the day of Muta Levana. But it's only temporarily and it'll be fixed. And that's the idea of the marriage that's done specifically on Wednesday. And the exact same idea is brought down the Sefer Avodas Yisrael of the Koshnitz and Magid. Says the same point that we get married on Wednesday to tell you the Levana will be fixed. And with this, we come to a great understanding of what Masechta Ksuvos is all about. Because if marriage reflects the Shaychus, the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, so when we talk about Seder Noshim, the entire Seder is the Seder of woman, is referring to Am Yisrael as a woman and the connection of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we started the Seder with Maseches Yevamos. We were marrying Maseches Yevamos, was the idea. Yevamos is a special Indian that comes from above. is a marriage that Kadosh Baruch Hu kivichol is doing on his own, and that's a special inyan. With this we start because it shows the ideal of what marriage is all about and how much Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the marriage to happen, as we explained in the beginning of Yevamos. But once we pass there, we come to the actual marriage. Now, the first Masechta, the Chur, should be fitting for the Haz Masechas Kiddushin. It's already a question of the Rambam in the Gedomet Pirush HaMishnayis. Why we start with Ksuvis, why we don't start with Kiddushin? But I have to explain, the idea is, Kiddushin is when you actually, you implement a marriage. You start with Kiddushin, you go to Nisuin. Ksuvo is the document. Ksuvo is how the thing's supposed to be. The ideal marriage in perfection, in theory, before it comes L'maise. That's why Ksuva is the first Masechta dealing with the marriage. It's talking about the document of the marriage. And when we're talking about the document of the marriage and the ultimate marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, what is the document of the marriage between us? The document of the marriage is the Torah. As the Shla brings me clearly, the Torah is called the Shtar Ksuva between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That is the ultimate Ksuva. Valoi Dovru, that everybody calls Ksuvis Shas Katon. It's brought down in the Shah of Shita Mikupetzes, the Agidoma to Sefer HaFlow. That's how the Loinim call it, Shas Katon. Because we talk about here the Torah. The Torah, the Masechet Ksuvis reflects the Torah. It says the Shas Katon and includes the entire Shas. That's what Masechet Ksuvis is all about. Their perfect marriage. And that's the beginning of the Masechto. Besula Nisis Le'em Revi, the Tikkun of the Levano, the Tikkun of what happened on the original Wednesday. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.